The hottest startup to disrupt Hollywood since Netflix is getting rave reviews from moviegoers, but not so much from Wall Street. MoviePass rose to fame by allowing customers to see one movie every day at participating theaters for a subscription fee of only $9.95 a month. MoviePass then covers the full price of the ticket. The rapid success means parent company Helios and Matheson, which bought the popular service last year for $27 million, is burning through cash. The costly business model threatening to make this a cautionary tale of what happens when a red-hot startup becomes part of a publicly traded company too soon.
Lava flows from giant rips in the earth on the flank of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. And since May 3rd, when it began to erupt, 19 such fissures have opened up. Now the question is whether pent-up steam could cause an explosion at the volcano crater. Authorities are warning of potential blasts that could hurl ballistic blocks weighing up to 12 tons for half a mile. The U.S. Geological Survey says that the next phase could include a massive plume spreading debris over 12 miles.
Around 2 billion people were said to have watched the wedding of Harry's older brother William to wife Kate in 2011, with 5,500 street parties. This time around, no government department could provide expected audience figures, and officials said there would be far fewer parties. There's one question few in the media are asking. Does the public actually care? A survey by Opinion Research last week showed only 38% of Britons plan to tune in for the event.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Wednesday. It's May 16th. 5:11 in the morning. Here we go with another business day and another edition of The Opening Bell. We are glad you are with us today. Today on the broadcast, in our second segment this morning, the business of pet care. Have you ever wanted to have your veterinarian visit at home, make a house call? Remember when they used to do that way back when? It's a business model that could be making a comeback. We'll start that at 5:40. We'll bring in our first guest momentarily to talk about the business of lawyering and Legal Services Link, the company. The CEO and founder will be with us with more on that effort and venture this morning. But first, let's begin on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. We are watching, after yesterday's loss on Wall Street, markets this morning trying to move in the upward direction, but not having a lot of luck in that area. Dow futures are up just 4 points after yesterday, the Dow ending down about 193 points. The NASDAQ was off almost 60 yesterday, the S&P off about 19 points. Futures for the NASDAQ and S&P are flat this morning. Around the globe, in Europe, markets are generally mixed, with the DAX the only market higher this morning. The markets in London just turning lower, off about 2 points. And the same situation in France. And in Asia, markets are all lower, with the Nikkei ending the day down almost 100 points, almost a half a percent. Markets everywhere else off about a quarter, from about a tenth to a quarter. As the market day ends in Asia, oil is at $71.10 a barrel, which is down about 21 cents. A couple of stories we're watching for you this morning. Corporate America is seeking relief from President Trump's threatened tariffs on nearly $50 billion in Chinese goods, as U.S. and Chinese negotiators try to prevent a trade war between the two big economies. Best Buy wants televisions to be spared from the tariffs. Sandin International, Wiley, Texas, warns it will have to lay off 39 of its 431 workers if the 25% tariff takes effect on components it uses to make air conditioning compressors. SABIC, a petroleum manufacturer, wants building materials struck from the list. And Prime Time at Whole Foods, Amazon rolling out discounts for Prime members at Whole Foods. The benefits start today at stores in Florida and will expand nationwide this summer. Prime members will get an additional 10% off sale items and exclusive deals on certain groceries at Whole Foods, which is now under the Amazon umbrella. We begin front and center this morning with Legal Services Link, an online platform that's helping us hire an attorney and answer legal questions. Matthew Horn is the CEO and founder, and he's on with us this morning. Matthew, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
This is kind of a cool service. You can punch in a question and get it answered by an attorney. Who's the market here?
Yeah, I mean, the market is everybody with legal needs, and frankly, most attorneys. The attorney segment that we really cater to is the small and solo practitioners. And it's not just about having questions answered. It's actually about getting attorneys and connecting with attorneys in matters where people need representation.
And that is, if anybody's ever had to hire an attorney, it is probably one of the hardest things to do unless you have an ironclad recommendation from somebody. That's the crux of this, right? Making this an easier process.
Yeah, that and many other things, trying to fix many other shortcomings in the legal industry. But the general concept is, instead of using a directory or searching through a referral, I mean, to your point, if you get a good referral to the right attorney, let's say a referral to a real estate attorney and you need a real estate attorney, great. But most times people are getting referrals to the wrong attorney. So, you know, they need a family law attorney and they're getting a referral to a real estate attorney who's then referring them to somebody else. And so the whole system is flawed. Especially the online component right now, which is really just directories and then legal forms. And so what we've done is we've created a marketplace, a platform, much like Match.com or LendingTree or all of these other online platforms in these industries where people can say, here is what my need is. Who wants to help me? And so that's what people do. They get on our website. It's completely free. They can quickly type out a summary of what their legal issue is, identify how much they're looking to pay, ask any questions they want, and then within 2 minutes, they can post that, and that project is routed to every attorney on our platform that fits that criteria. So it's not like we're a referral network where we send the project posting to one or two select attorneys. We send the posting automatically to every attorney in the platform that fits that criteria. So if you're looking for a family law attorney in Arlington Heights, every family law attorney in Arlington Heights on our platform would receive your posting. And so it's about crowdsourcing attorneys to find the perfect one for you.
Matthew, hang on with us. We're going to continue with Matthew Horn this morning. He's the CEO and founder of Legal Services Link, online at LegalServicesLink.com. Lots more questions for Matthew as the opening bell continues this morning.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, investors will try to regain some footing after the market slipped Tuesday. The Commerce Department says retail sales for April increased 0.3%. That was down from the previous month. Analysts say consumer spending cooled after the hike in interest rates. Kellogg's breakfast cereal now in the middle of a political controversy in Venezuela. The Michigan-based company has closed down its plant there because of what it calls economic and social deterioration. But President Nicolas Maduro says Kellogg's is trying to influence Sunday's election by closing the plant. It makes 3/4 of the breakfast cereal that Venezuelans eat. Shopping at Whole Foods may be a bit cheaper for Amazon Prime members. The e-commerce company owns Whole Foods Markets and says it will offer Prime members discounts of 10% for shopping inside their stores. And Walmart's website is going upscale, the company launching a Lord & Taylor section on its site soon to help lure in shoppers willing to spend more. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. We're on with Matthew Horn this morning. He's the CEO and founder of Legal Services Link, LegalServicesLink.com online. Matthew, before the break, we were sort of giving a thumbnail of the service and the business model, and you said something there that kind of jumped out. It's free. How is it free, and what is your business model? How do you make money off of it?
Yeah, so it's completely free for people looking for an attorney. So for anyone to go to the site and post their project and have attorneys respond and connect with attorneys, it's free. For attorneys, it's free to get into our network. And once attorneys get into our network, they have their own profile and they identify the areas of law that they practice and the jurisdictions that they practice in. And that really determines the criteria for which job postings they receive. And so that's free for attorneys. And so attorneys then receive relevant postings to their email, or if they have the app, they receive a pop-up notification whenever a relevant project is posted. if they want the ability to respond to that prospective client, though, so to send them essentially a cover letter or a response to their project and say, hey, here's who I am and I'm interested in working for you. Then they pay a small annual fee of $250 a year, and they can respond to as many projects as they want.
You know, as I'm looking over the service, and I don't have the app, but I have, I'm looking online, it reminds me a little bit of TaskRabbit, one of those services like you'd go and find anybody to do household work or an odd job around your house. It kind of feels like that.
It's absolutely like that, and it's just like TaskRabbit, but for legal services. So, you know, if you need a will, if you need a divorce, if you have a speeding ticket, if you need to have a real estate closing, I mean, you know, the goal here is we understand that people have a lifetime of different legal needs, and they need a lifetime of different attorneys. Maybe it's once every 2 years, maybe it's once every 10 years, but people need attorneys. And so, yeah, we've essentially tried to become the TaskRabbit for that.
One of the things I think is a plus, at least from my vantage point, is you're looking at independent lawyers, not the big law firms, not these big firms that sometimes don't offer that personal touch that these independent lawyers offer. Is this going to be a disruption in the larger legal services industry?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we really cater on the attorney side to the smaller and solo practitioners. So you're looking at, an attorney that owns their own firm or attorneys at a firm of less than two people. But the answer is yes, it's going to be a big disruptor. It's not going to disrupt the big silk stocking law firms, right, because they're still working for the Fortune 500 companies, and the middle tier law firms are still working for the insurance companies and the other companies. But, you know, when you're talking about individual consumers and small businesses, this is going to be a huge advantage for them to find an attorney. And not so much a disruptor in that, you know, nobody's going to be hurt by this. This is only going to help people. And this is only going to help the attorneys at the smaller firms and the small businesses and the people with legal needs to connect with one another.
What have been the challenges in getting this up and running?
Yeah, so we've been at it for about 3 or 4 years. And, you know, attorneys are very skeptical by their nature, right? Anyone that knows attorneys knows that. And they can be difficult sometimes. And so, you know, initially there was pushback. And there still is some pushback, but we're getting a lot of traction with attorneys right now. Another thing that we're doing is we're partnering with bar associations. We've partnered with the State Bar of Arizona, with the Virgin Islands Bar Association. And so bar associations are adopting our technology and our platform to connect their attorneys with people with legal needs. So, you know, the people have realized that it's time for this, right? And then attorneys don't want to be first adopters, but we're 10 to 20 years behind every other industry in terms of, you know, moving forward technologically. And so, you know, everyone has finally recognized that the time is right for this. And so while there was pushback initially, it seems to be lessening.
And I see that you're in quite a few of the major cities. I would imagine that if I were to ask what's next, it would be expansion to even more cities and places than this.
Yeah, and so our platform is national, so we do have attorneys from around the country, and we'll be international surely with our partnership with the Virgin Islands Bar Association, but the majority of our attorneys right now are in the Chicagoland area, and yes, our goal is to expand that out.
Matthew, all the best. We'd like to have you back on again and talk more about this. Matthew Horn, the CEO and founder of Legal Services Link. Again, we appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thanks a lot for having me.
And you can find more again online at legalservicesLink.com and even on Twitter at LegalServeLink.
Hi, this is Catherine Davis with today's NO Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know, delivered by ChicagoNO.com. Coinbase, a popular cryptocurrency company that lets you buy and sell Bitcoin and other digital currency, has confirmed that it's opening a permanent Chicago office. The company has 6 people now in Chicago and plans to hire 100 in the next 3 years. Amazon is bringing its cashier-free Amazon Go stores to Chicago. The stores allow customers to pick up items, pay, and leave without waiting in line. Amazon won't confirm where the Chicago store will be in the city, but Curbed reported that it could be in the Loop. and Chicago activewear startup Powful has met its Kickstarter goal of $15,000 for its latest product, Power Socks. The knee-high compression socks are made of micro nylon yarns and spandex and are designed to combat achy and swollen legs. They come in 9 colorful designs and are decorated with progressive and feminist phrases. That's today's NO Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at ChicagoNO.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. If you've ever had felt hassled taking your pet into the veterinarian, there may be a new service for you. MVS Pet Care is billing itself as the first national franchise network of professional house call veterinarians. And we're happy to have with us the CEO and founder of MVS Pet Care with us this morning, Todd Giatrellis. Todd, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I grew up in a part of Illinois way back when, where this was normal. The veterinarian would always make house calls, and then for whatever reason, they stopped doing that. You're trying to bring something back. Tell us about it.
Yes, we are. We're trying to bring veterinarians right to people's homes and be really the first at-home veterinarian franchise across the country. So we're really excited about it. We really want to have a stress-free environment for people's pets and for pet owners.
How is it going? Picking up vets across the country and adding service here and there? Where are you located and where is your service at?
So we're located in Boston, Massachusetts. We have one veterinarian right outside of Boston in Natick, Massachusetts, and that's our partner veterinarian, Dr. Jeremy Gransky, and he's been in business for about 12 years. And we launched the franchise company about 90 days ago, and we've got 6 franchise territories already. We've got 2 in Pittsburgh, we've got 2 in Philadelphia, and 2 in Atlanta. So they'll be opening shortly. So we're really excited about our start.
So this really is a startup in every sense of the word. 90 days, still getting up and running on this. You mentioned earlier that this is the selling point of this for consumers is the comfort of it, right?
Yes, it's being able to be at home in the comfort of people's homes and having the veterinarian come right to their house and really do everything that you can do in a veterinarian's office besides surgeries. So we won't do surgeries in-home, but we'll do everything else. And it's a great service.
You mentioned that was going to be one of my questions, is what are the limitations of what you can do? And I'm guessing this isn't going to be for every pet, for every dog or cat, because you're going to have those cases where the animal may be too big or too rowdy to handle at home, but give us a sense of those limitations.
Yeah, so we can handle all wellness visits, shots, and all the wellness checkups, and unfortunately, you know, euthanasias with sick animals and sick pets, hospice care at home. You know, that's really that's a big part of our service right now. And when you do have sick dogs or cats, people are really hesitant to bring them into some of the veterinarian offices. It's a really cold, sterile environment. So we make that much more comfortable for the pet and the pet owner right at home. So, again, really the limitations are only surgeries. And if it's a surgical situation, we will refer out to a veterinarian hospital. But everything else we can really do right inside the home. So it's a service that people really welcome. And, I think it's really made for a stress-free environment for pet and pet owners.
What are the challenges in getting this going? Do the regulations vary state by state? And does that present any sort of challenges to having you, transport medications from homes to homes and that sort of thing? What are the challenges?
So, yeah, there are some regulations from state to state from a standpoint of actually who can own a franchise. In certain states, non-vet veterinarians can actually buy the franchise. So a business person could buy the franchise. and have the ability to then just go hire veterinarians. And then other states make it a little more difficult for that to happen. But from a standpoint of the veterinarian going into the home, there aren't any really different regulations than if they were to open up a brick and mortar location. So you can bring prescriptions and medications right to the home, and any supplies that the dog or cat may need.
I know that you launched this at a national expo and a veterinary meeting. What was the response at that meeting from professionals?
You know, we had a great response. We launched in Orlando in early February, and we've had some really great press around this. And I think that it's very unique, and people really responded well to us in our first trade show. So we're really excited about that.
Everybody, and I shouldn't say everybody, but most folks like to work for themselves, like to have the control, and I would imagine that this is no different for a veterinarian.
Yeah, we like to look at it. We say that, you know, by joining our network and by being part of the franchise company, you're working for yourself but not by yourself, because we really help the veterinarians succeed in every aspect of business from a business standpoint of it, and all the back end help with, we help them with scheduling. We'll help with practice management. And that's really the big piece that can really help out veterinarians be successful, because that's something that they're not always used to, and they don't take a lot of classes on in veterinarian school. So we really want to be the business professionals for them and just let them go practice the medicine and be very successful.
You know, as a pet owner myself, one of the first questions I'd have on this would be, is this going to be more expensive than me taking my pet to the veterinarian?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So as far as the standard visit goes, no, it's pretty much the same. There is a at-home visit service fee, which would vary state to state. So you will pay a little more to have someone come right to your home for the convenience of it. But all the other service fees are pretty standard across the board, the same that you'd pay if you were to go into a standalone location.
And so if there are veterinarians out there listening right now or potential franchise owners, what would be your sell to them?
Well, we'd tell them to come aboard, and really we're going to help them, again, with every aspect of the business. They're going to be able to really get a turnkey operation, be able to have a great environment to work in, be able to make their own hours, and we help with all the scheduling, with all the locations of the visits. We're going to help them with really great deals on all the medication and all the supplies through what the partnerships that we've created. We're going to help them with all the financial aspects of the business, and really we think we've got a great formula to help them be really successful.
Well, Todd, we wish you and MVS Pet Care all of the best, and we're going to look forward to following your success here.
Well, thanks very much. I hope everyone could understand me with my Boston accent.
Oh, we got you. Thank you. Todd Giotrellis, CEO and founder of MVS Pet Care. You can find more online at mvspetcare.com and on Twitter, too, MVS Pet Care. For more. And we'll link out some more of this with the podcast of The Opening Bell a little bit later on this morning.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, Dow futures off about 16 points. NASDAQ futures up 2. S&P futures are flat this morning. Now the latest on agriculture and commodities. Here's Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve. A little higher market yesterday in the corn, soybean, and wheat futures, ending a little higher after a choppy trade. Corn futures up, supported by concerns that rains in the Midwest will stall the end of the planting season. Chicago Board of Trade wheat futures firm snapping a four-session losing streak on short covering and some bargain buying. Soybean futures also ended the day firm, snapping after trading in negative territory for much of the day, helped though by easing concerns about trade tensions with China as well as a strong U.S. soybean crush report. So at the end of the day, we saw the July wheat contract up 2.5 cents, the July corn contract up 5.5 cents, but the July soybean contract ended the day down 1.5 cents. Live cattle for the second day in a row lower on the live cattle prices and falling cash prices. Large numbers of slaughter-ready cattle expected to continue flooding the market over near term. Futures prices have slumped in anticipation of a cash price decline. And as we look at cattle futures yesterday, the June live cattle contract down $1.70 a hundredweight. May feeder cattle down $1.80 a hundredweight. And hog futures moved lower as well. The July lean hog contract down 97 cents a hundredweight. Have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You as well. Now the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Wednesday, May 16th. The Commerce Department releases housing starts for April. The Federal Reserve has industrial production for April. We'll also get a look at the Mortgage Bankers Association mortgage applications data. EIA Petroleum Status Report is due out as well. A couple of Fed speakers, including Rafael Bostic and James Bullard, out there speaking today. Quarterly earnings, Macy's, Cisco Systems, and Jack in the Box. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Wednesday, May the 16th.